Your name?
My name is Dorothy Douglas.
Dorothy Douglas, I'm asking the same 10 questions of each of the candidates for the at-large council race. Question one, D.C.'s top income tax bracket begins at $40,000, so someone making $400,000 or $4 million pays the same tax rate as someone making far less. Are you in favor of taxing the district's highest income earners in order to avoid further cuts to safety net services?
Yes.
Question two, what are your thoughts on former Chancellor Michelle Rhee's so-called school reform?
I need some help. I need some work still doing it because a lot needs to be done. She mentioned that at Board 8 State Board thing yesterday, that she said that this work still needs to be done because she know a lot of things. You can't compare her to Michelle Rhee, to Ms. Henderson, Kyle Henderson. So they're two different people. So we need to give her a chance to see what it is that she can really do. So that's anybody that's working, and that's what I want to do. But I also felt that they're getting a certain amount of things that they're getting done in Ward 7 around the world. Because I asked about the school closing. That was my different concerns about some of the residents, the closing of the schools. And she said they're going to look at that and then go back and whatnot because we just can't be putting the budget on the backs of our kids, taking the education from them.
Question three, do you support Walmart's attempt to bring 4 stores to the District of Columbia?
Yes. I do because then they gonna, he said the minimum wages because of jobs. Now, they're going to give them the jobs only if they do what they practice, what they preach, and put it in black and white because then they won't get minimum wages. They'll be getting living wages. That's too different. Living wages is more money that they will be receiving. So if they say what they're going to do in that regard, then I think because more jobs are actually needed, and this will help the economy because we're already in depression. Nobody had really said that. We are already in depression. So we need to make sure that we have more employment available for our residents. And I know Orange was mentioned, that's it. So Orange was mentioned earlier in reference to what was said about education, jobs, and whatnot, and training. But if you can train all you want, but there's no jobs. And this is what Walmart is doing, is giving jobs.
Question four. D.C. taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making D.C.'s fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
Let me tell you this. I don't think it's low at all. No, I don't think it's low at all. I think it's really high because, it changed. You can go in one zone in one area, like in east of the river, they charge more. And then whatever. I know they got the little, the meters in them now. But, you can ride around and get lost and you still come up with an increase of more paying for a taxicab ride than you do downtown.
Question five, what is your position on the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation?
I'm not in support of that.
Question six, D.C. council members are the second highest paid city council in the country, according to a report by the Pew Charitable Trust. Yet in addition to their $125,000 salary, council members are able to earn outside income. If elected, will you commit to foregoing any additional income and stick to just your council salary?
Well, I think everybody has a right to work anywhere they want to go, but I think they need to have full-time employment. And I also, as long as they give back, what I really would like to do is put a temporary freeze, I guess, on the salary until they get everything straight. Because the budget, if you increase in your budget, how can you worry about getting other folks stable too. So you got to show some initiative too, and making sure that everybody's balanced before you go out and, in other words, you got to fix your house first and you'll get your budget straight before you decide to take from somebody else. Because if you overspending, then how can you expect for me to take care of what I need when you're not giving me the proper budget, the capital budget, and the federal budget as well?
Question number seven, what is your position on the HPV vaccine, which is mandated for 6th grade girls in the District of Columbia and Virginia and nowhere else in the United States?
I don't like it. I said no to it. They're children. How can you, it's not safe. No one has really, young ladies, it's just not safe. To me, it's a test. They don't have enough study. Where's the study? They have to have more study to find out what's the side effects going to be coming to these young ladies. So I think more research needs to be done and more evaluation before this be given. Because then down the road, then we're going to have another issue, another health issue. How are you going to correct what you did wrong?
Question number eight. What is your position on statehood versus voting rights for the District of Columbia?
I'm for it. You know, statehood is important. Without we need that. I've been fighting for statehood for over 20 years, matter of fact, 30 years. So, and I know Patrick was saying no one go down to Congress and let congressmen that's gone. That's not so. I've been working with statehood for 30 years, and we was just down on the hill last week. So we need to, make sure that, as the signs say, Congress need to stay out of our business and let us handle our own.
Question number 9, did you vote for Adrian Fenty in the recent mayoral election?
I did. I did vote for him in the recent election. But I did have some concerns, and I told him he wasn't communicating with the people, and I knew that was forthcoming, and he didn't listen because that was an important issue that he should have been more connected with the people that elected him, and that was one of his downfalls.
Last question, is there anything you'd care to add?
Well, first, I'm Dorothy Douglas, as I said earlier. I'm number 2 on the ballot, the only woman on the ballot. And I'm here to serve the people. And education is one of my prime, because I'm on State Board of Education as we speak now. So educating all the time for all our children is so important. You know, you can't put enough money on education, and then they're cutting the funds. And Obama has already put the money and said that was one of the issues that should not be touched. We need to come together and make sure that the services are being done and that they get the highest quality education that there is in the District of Columbia. Because, education and employment go hand in hand. So we need to balance both to make sure that when employment comes, once they're educated, they have jobs. Because you still have people who have degrees and masters, and still there are no jobs. We got a new generation that's unemployed, and those are ones with the degree. So you need to look at both.
Thank you, Dorothy Douglas.
Thank you, sir.